I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Cammy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Amanda from Billerica.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello. It's actually Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
Oh, Miranda. My apologies. I misread that.
You're fine.
Miranda, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Yes, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is now left. She's in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1, Donnie Wahlberg, 57 today. How did Donnie rise to fame?
Ooh, the boy band, but I don't know the name.
Okay, question number 2. Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones one more time, sort of. He'll be the actual model for Indy in Disney World's upcoming attraction. Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent, it will be that will be called. What is Indiana Jones a professor of?
Archaeology.
Chick-fil-A is introducing 4 new limited time menu items, including 2 chicken and waffle breakfast sandwiches. Yes, please.
I'm intrigued by that as well. Also, like a s'mores milkshake that I will eat for sure.
What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat chicken? No, eat beef, not chicken.
Question number 4. Ariana Grande brought her Wicked co-star Cynthia Erivo on stage during her London show. They did Happy Days and For Good. Which characters did Ariana and Cynthia play in Wicked?
Glinda and Elphaba.
Question number 5, Kristen Bell was a surprise performer at the Savannah Bananas game on Saturday. On which show did Kristen Bell play a high schooler turned private investigator?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Miranda, I understand you're driving to a new house?
Yes. So I'm getting a furniture delivery. They actually just texted me I'm next in route, so I'm like, I better get there quick.
Oh, getting a new house. That's super special. I love it.
Yep. First home, so.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow, congratulations. That's great. Go to Walmart.
Thank
lose
you.
Like $700 and not even know what you spent the money on.
Very true.
All right, Kennedy, Miranda got 2 out of 5.
Well
correct.
Well done, friend. Well done.
These are difficult. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Donnie Wahlberg, 57 today. How did Donnie rise to fame?
New Kids on the Block.
Yes, New Kids on the Block, 1-0. Harrison Ford will play Indiana Jones one more time, sort of. He'll be the actual model for Indy in Disney World's upcoming attraction, Indiana Jones and the Myth of the Jade Serpent. What is Indiana Jones a professor of?
Archaeology.
2-1.
And killing Nazis.
And snakes. You hate snakes.
Chick-fil-A is introducing 4 new limited time menu items, including 2 chicken and waffle breakfast sandwiches. What is Chick-fil-A's slogan?
Eat more chicken.
3-1. Ariana Grande brought her Wicked co-star Cynthia Erivo on stage during her London show. They did Happy Days and For Good. Which characters did Ariana and Cynthia play in Wicked?
Glinda and Elphaba.
4-2. Question number 5. Kristen Bell was a surprise performer at a Savannah Bananas game on Saturday. On which show did Kristen Bell play a high schooler turned private investigator?
Veronica Mars.
5-2 is the final score. Good work, Kennedy. Did you see the drama with the Savannah Bananas? It might change one of the big rules of the game.
Such as?
A fan rules? Yes. If a ball goes into the stands and a fan catches it, the batter is out. But it happened with a fan. The announcer caught the ball.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
And so the batter was out. And then everybody's like, well, no, he's an announcer for the team. That shouldn't count. Should it count? Now they're talking about making it count. It's kind of funny.
I I love that they can just switch it up. I love this.
Yes. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Miranda, you don't get the $100, but thank you for calling in this play this morning, and congratulations on the new house.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Listen to you every morning.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Yes, I'm Miranda from Billerica, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England, a lot to love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dee from Easton.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
She's driving her husband to work. What's your husband's name?
James.
James, okay. So we got James and Dee. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Dee?
Get out of here, Kennedy.
All right, good luck.
Go on, get!
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win $1,000 this morning, Dee. How does that sound?
I need it for bills, so hopefully I can.
Oh, no, that's in the fine print. You cannot pay bills. You have to splurge on, like, ice cream and clothes.
Yeah, you can only buy something stupid with it. Those are the rules.
I can treat myself, too. So.
Okay. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Bruce Willis shared a touching moment with daughter Tallulah Willis and his new son-in-law, Justin Ace, during their Idaho wedding weekend. In which franchise is Bruce Willis known for playing John McClane?
I don't know.
All right. Who is that in the background, Dee?
My kids.
Oh, okay. Hi, kids. Question number two. Meghan Trainor's son has separation anxiety, so she had a doll made for him that looks like her. What was Meghan Trainor's debut single that came out in 2014?
It's All About That Bass.
Robert De Niro, 83 years old today. In which movie did De Niro quote come from? Take a listen.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Name the movie.
I don't know.
Question number four. Lewis Capaldi has revealed that he plans to begin work on his third album after finishing his final six shows of the summer. What was Lewis Capaldi's breakthrough hit?
Drawing a blank here.
And question number five, Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on their service, and one soda dominated deliveries in most of the states in the country, and surprisingly, it isn't Coke. It is the second best-selling soda in the United States behind Coke. What is it?
Pepsi?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
James coming in there to give you a wrong answer at the end.
Yeah.
I know, I heard that.
Typical husband.
Just trying to take over and get it wrong. Kennedy, yeah, welcome back.
Hello.
Dee got 1 out of 5 correct.
Sooch.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Bruce Willis shared a touching moment with daughter Tallulah Willis and new son-in-law Justin Ace during their Idaho wedding weekend. In which franchise is Bruce Willis known for playing John McClane?
Die Hard.
It is Die Hard.
Best Christmas movie of all time.
1-0. Question number two. Meghan Trainor's son has separation anxiety, so she had a doll made for him that looks like her. What was Meghan Trainor's debut single that came out in 2014?
All About That Bass.
2-1. Robert De Niro, 83 years old today. Which movie did this De Niro quote come from? Take a listen.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Meet the Falkers?
Close. Meet the Parents, Kennedy. 2-1, question number four. Louis Capaldi has revealed that he plans to begin work on his third album after finishing his final six shows this summer. What was his breakout hit? Mm-hmm. That one. All about that bass.
Someone like you? No, that's not.
Someone you loved.
Yep. I knew someone
Scottish
was in there.
Sad boy music.
2-1. Question number 5. Instacart released data on the most popular sodas on their service, and one soda dominated deliveries in most of the states in the country. And surprisingly, it wasn't Coke. It's the second best-selling soda in the United States behind Coke. What is it?
Mountain Dew.
That is incorrect. It is Dr. Pepper. 2-1 is the final score.
Wow. I might have made those harder than I anticipated. My bad.
Those were tough.
So 2-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. D, I'm sorry. You don't get the $1,000. But
that's okay.
We
Thank
do
you.
Appreciate you and James and the kids listening to the show this morning, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm D, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat
the
him.
Halloween decorations are up. Is all I'm trying to say.
You can't beat
and
Kennedy.
I don't appreciate it.
You
can
try, but man. You don't like getting Halloween at all?
I haven't had my vacation yet this summer. So, no.
Stop. Game time. All right. Kebby Kennedy brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England, a lot to love. Event, find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Paige from Braintree.
Hello. Good morning, Paige.
Hi. Good morning.
Also, her son, Owen, is there. Good morning, Owen.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Will you guys kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. A trailer for Frozen 3 dropped at Disney's D23 convention. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel went on stage and performed a new song. And Josh Gad teased a new girlfriend for his character. Who does he play in those movies?
Olaf?
He likes warm hugs.
Question number 2. Sean Penn, 66 today. He has won 3 Academy Awards, a Golden Globe, and a British Academy Film Award. Which pop star was Sean Penn married to from 1985 to 1989?
Madonna.
Adam Scott revealed his daughter, Frankie, attended an acting class where his failed audition tape for The Office was used as an example of what not to do. The teacher had no idea his daughter was in the class. It worked out for Adam, though, as he ended up playing Ben Wyatt in which other mockumentary-style comedy?
I have no idea.
All right, question number 4. Today's National Thrift Shop Day. Finish the opening lyrics to the song Thrift Shop. Take a listen. Walk into the club like, what up? I got a big... I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop.
Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn. Okay, I can't even go there.
Question number 5. Sam Smith revealed that they're already working on their 6th album, even while they get ready to drop their 5th album. That is Hazel Eyes. It comes out on Friday. What is Sam Smith's only song to reach number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100? It featured Kim Petras.
Sorry, I don't know that one yet either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Paige, am I allowed to say what you guys are doing this morning, or am I going to ruin a surprise?
Oh, no. He's 19. He's sleeping until noon.
Okay, so Paige and her son Owen are going out to buy a birthday cake for the other son. When's his birthday?
Today. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Killian.
Killian. So you have Killian and Owen?
Yep.
I feel like Owen's the nicer one of the two.
Just because he's here?
Yeah. I can tell by the way Paige laughed, though, that I was right. Kennedy, welcome back. Paige is like, don't get me into that mess, Carson. I have Paige and Owen getting 2 out of 5 right.
All right. Well done, friends.
Yeah. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
A trailer for Frozen 3 dropped at Disney's D23 convention. Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel went on stage and performed a new song. And Josh Gad teased a new girlfriend for his character. Who does he play in those movies?
Olaf.
Tied at 1. Sean Penn, 66 today. He has 3 Academy Awards. He was married to a pop star from 1985 to 1989. Who is she?
Madonna.
Tied at 2. Adam Scott revealed his daughter, Frankie, attended an acting class where his failed audition tape for The Office was used as an example of what not to do. The teacher had no idea his daughter was in the class. It worked out for Adam, though. He ended up playing Ben Wyatt in which other mockumentary-style comedy?
Perks and Rec.
3-2. Today's National Thrift Shop Day. Finish the opening lyrics to the song Thrift Shop, Kennedy. Okay. Take a listen. Walk into the club like, what up? I got a big... I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop.
Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like, damn. He's one broke-ass honky.
No, that's a cold-ass honky.
People are like, damn, that's a cold-ass honky.
3-2, question number 5. Sam Smith revealed that they're already working on their 6th album, even while they are ready to drop their 5th album, Hazel Eyes, which comes out on Friday. What is Sam Smith's only song to reach number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100? It featured Kim Petras.
Unholy?
Yes, Unholy is it. Nice work. 4-2, final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Paige?
Kennedy, you're amazing.
You're a cold-ass honky.
I'm something.
I think she's just cold.
Most times, yes. That
she's
is true.
Bundled up in here most
Always.
Times. So here's the deal, though. You're not walking away without a prize today. You've won yourself a $100 gift card to Wagamama.
Hey.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
New menu, new favorites, same Wagamama energy. Discover 26 new dishes, 15 new drinks from Bao Bun Tacos and Wagyu Mama Sliders to refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy. Only at Wagamama.
That's fun to say.
It is fun to say, Dan. I'm not going to lie. We're going to be doing these all week, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Nice. Good deal. All right, Paige, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Okay, Kennedy, this is Paige and Owen, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Scott from Bridgewater.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Scott.
Please get out of the room, Kennedy.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Scott. You answer more of these right than Kennedy does. You win $1,000, okay?
Okay.
She can't hear anything that is about to happen. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number 1. This star of How I Met Your Mother recently reflected on his decision to come out as gay in 2006, saying he opened up about his private life after becoming a target of gossip bloggers, including Perez Hilton. Who is the star of How I Met Your Mother?
Can I pass?
Huh?
You can pass, but you can't come back.
Yeah, you can pass, sure. Question number 2.
You can't come back. Uh-oh.
A purse used by Estelle Getty on her famous TV show just sold for $192,000. What show was Estelle Getty on?
Golden Girls.
More and more Gen Zers are looking for employment through their social media accounts and using social media as their resumes to find jobs. A recent study said 46% of Gen Zers have successfully gotten a job or internship thanks to TikTok. That's wild. What is the TikTok logo, Scott?
It's a music symbol, I think.
Question number four. Johnny Depp is in talks for Pirates of the Caribbean. What number would it be in the franchise?
7.
Question number five. Mad Max Fury Road tops the ranking of the best action-adventure movies. It's followed by Heat at number 2 and Aliens in 3rd. Who is the lead actress in Fury Road?
The actress on Fury Road is... I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Come on, Kennedy. Scott, I understand you have the day off. You hanging with the girls?
Yes, I am. They're in the car right now. Say hi, girls.
Hi.
What are the girls' names?
Avery and Lila.
Avery and Lila. How do you think your dad did?
I don't know. Not so good.
Not so good? You got smart girls, Scott. Scott got 2 out of 5 correct.
Not bad.
Nah, these are tough. Kennedy, ready?
Yeah.
Could be $1,000 for Scott and Avery and Lila. Question number one, the star of How I Met Your Mother recently reflected on his decision to come out as gay in 2006, saying he opened up about his private life after becoming a target of gossip bloggers, including Perez Hilton. Who is he?
Neil Patrick Harris.
1-0. Neil Patrick Harris is it. A purse used by Estelle Getty on her famous TV show just sold for $192,000.
Holy cats.
What show is she on?
The Golden Girls.
2-1. More and more Gen Zers are looking for employment on social media. A recent study says 46% of Gen Zers have successfully gotten a job or internship thanks to TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
What is the TikTok logo?
It's a musical note, isn't it?
It is a musical note, also a stylized D, which was the original name of the app in Chinese. 3-2. Question number 4. Johnny Depp is in talks for Pirates of the Caribbean. What number would it be?
Oh. 5?
6 is what I read. 3-2. Question number 5. I can't remember all of them. I mean, that's a lot.
I mean, after the first couple, you don't.
Yeah, know. Like 1 and 2 is good. Question number 5. Mad Max Fury Road tops a ranking of the best action-adventure movies. It's followed by Heat at number 2 and Aliens in 3rd. Who is the lead actress in Mad Max Fury Road?
Charlize Theron.
It is Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron?
I believe so.
You lost.
Gary.
Okay.
Yes, you did, but that's okay.
There's a lot going on in
that
car.
Yeah, I want to know what's going on in that car.
You guys know you're still on the radio, right?
Yes, I do. I remembered I knew Charlize Theron. I didn't get Neil Patrick Harris in time, but...
No, he's just got two women in the car telling him everything he did wrong. It's just like...
We just have one woman here who tells us everything we did wrong.
It's like having two. 4-2, final score. Kennedy gets the win. Scott, unfortunately, don't get the money. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, I'm Scott from Bridgewater, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Bye, Avery.
Bye.
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 Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.